Okay, my name's Saks Minhas. I'm a consultant urologist at University College Hospital in London. I've been talking today about testosterone and male sexual dysfunction and the association between the two. There's clear evidence within the literature and within studies that have been done that testosterone or low testosterone is associated with erectile dysfunction, which in turn, erectile dysfunction is associated with cardiovascular disease. So low testosterone might be a precursor for both problems, and the interrelationship has been explored today. We have to be wary, of course, about testosterone and its effects on sexual function. Although there's good evidence that it may improve sexual function, there is some studies contrary to that as well, and trying to define the patient that will respond to testosterone replacement therapy is going to be the challenge, in particular those patients who may develop complications or risks of this, although it's now emerging that in fact it may be safe even to give testosterone replacement in those patients that have prostate cancer, and the evidence would also point to the fact that testosterone replacement itself doesn't increase the risk of prostate cancer. However, what we need is much longer term studies in order to try and elucidate the mechanism by which testosterone acts, and we need longitudinal studies to determine whether or not testosterone does in fact increase the risk of prostate cancer eventually.